This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A congressional committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol held its first public hearing Thursday night. The televised hearings will run through the rest of the month and later in the summer. Following a wide-ranging investigation into the attack by supporters of former President Donald Trump. During a hearing of the House Committee investigating the Capitol riot, Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney says Donald Trump is to blame.
Over multiple months, Donald Trump oversaw and coordinated a sophisticated seven-part plan to overturn the presidential election and prevent the transfer of presidential power. In our hearings, you will see evidence of each element of this plan.
Members of the committee have promised to share new information about the unprecedented assault with the public and preview the future hearings. Witnesses will testify before the committee about the planning of the insurrection, Trump's role in promoting the mayhem, how he tried to thwart election results to claim another four-year term, and what he was doing at the White House during the rampage that was televised across the globe. The next public hearing is set for Monday. A Republican candidate for governor in the state of Michigan has been charged with misdemeanors for his role in the 2021 post-election riot at the Capitol, further complicating an already messy GOP Republican primary, that is. Ryan Kelly is an ardent defender of former President Trump, who led protests against pandemic restrictions imposed by Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The 40-year-old was charged Thursday and awaits a hearing in federal court in Grand Rapids, Michigan. There was no immediate comment from Kelly's campaign. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The House Committee, rather the House, approved a new red flag gun bill that's unlikely to pass in the Senate. We get more on the story from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The House approved a red flag bill Thursday that would allow a judge to issue a temporary order to remove and store firearms from people at extreme risk of harming themselves or others. But on the House floor, Republicans mounted stiff opposition.
This affront on the Second Amendment is, in fact, ridiculous.
There are more people killed in the United States by hands and knives than rifles.
Democrats were just as determined.
This is the side of doing absolutely nothing but casting aspersions and challenging what is right.
The vote followed Wednesday night's passage of a gun control bill that would raise the age limit for purchasing a semi-automatic rifle and prohibit sales of ammunition magazines with capacities of more than 15 rounds. Neither bill is expected to pass in the Senate. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The bloody Ukrainian-Russian fight for control of Severodonetsk in eastern Ukraine raged anew on Thursday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called the battle for Severodonetsk one of the most difficult of the war, while highlighting its importance in the key eastern Donbas region, which Russia hopes to seize after failing early in its 3.5-month invasion to topple his government to capture the capital, Kyiv. The mayor of Severodonetsk said about 10,000 civilians trapped inside the city, about a tenth of its pre-war population. To the west of Severodonetsk, Russia is pushing from the north and south, trying to trap Ukrainian forces in the Donbas region, comprising Luhansk and neighboring Donetsk province, hitting Ukrainian-controlled towns in their path with artillery. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday presented his plan for nations in the Americas to tackle climate change while boosting clean energy production, a plan he's touting as an economic boost that will bring lucrative jobs to nations that struggle to retain skilled workers amid migration flows in the hemisphere. Biden said the America's Partnership for Economic Prosperity will tackle the climate crisis head-on with the same mentality we're bringing to the work in the United States. Biden spoke in Los Angeles at the start of the Summit of Americas, a gathering of 23 heads of state. The leaders of Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras boycotted the summit over the objection of the U.S. to invite Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. And the U.S. hosting said they didn't deserve to attend because they are not democratic. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.